It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. With tonight's big debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on the horizon, we thought we'd check the truth of some of the things they've said in the recent past and clear those up. For that, we turn to Jim Tharp, the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can catch in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appeared separately on NBC's Commander-in-Chief Forum back on September 7th. Let's start with something that Hillary Clinton said about Donald Trump and something very close, of course, to the hearts of veterans, the VA healthcare system.
But I will not let the VA be privatized. And I do think there is an agenda out there supported by my opponent to do just that.
Now, what Trump does support is allowing more privatized care in cases where treatment at the VA is delayed or inadequate. In some cases, he's even talked about giving veterans a choice that would include doctors and hospitals outside the system. But that's not the same as what Clinton said. That's not privatizing the system. Trump has never proposed that. Now, Clinton's statement here contains an element of truth, but it ignores critical facts that would give you a different impression. We rated it mostly false. Against a shred of truth here, but she sort of spun it out of control to make it seem like it's something that it's not.
Because there's a difference between allowing a vet to seek help from a private doctor outside the system and turning the whole system over to private hands.
That's exactly right. What Trump has proposed was allowing more privatized care in cases where treatment at the VA was delayed or inadequate because of whatever problems they're having over there.
And that's something that many other folks on Capitol Hill have talked about.
Right, it is. But again, she's trying to paint Donald Trump as supporting an agenda to privatize the entire VA system. That's not what he's doing.
Also at that September 7th NBC forum, Donald Trump was asked to defend his often complimentary comments about Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Well, so I think when he calls me brilliant, I'll take the compliment, okay? The fact is, look, it's not going to get him anywhere.
Now, a lot of people accuse Trump and Putin of having sort of a bromance among politicians. But Trump gets this one wrong. It's something lost in translation here. The word Putin used is a Russian word, yarki, Y-A-R-K-I-I, I believe. And that means bright, as in vivid or colorful. It doesn't have anything to do with intelligence or cleverness. We rated Trump's claim on this mostly false. Yes, he did call him brilliant, but it's brilliant like a colorful bird or a wild bird, not smart like Einstein.
So kind of flashy as opposed to necessarily intelligent, although it doesn't rule out intelligence.
It doesn't, but it means flashy, strutting around, brilliantly colored. It doesn't have anything to do with intelligence.
Also in the last few days, something of a conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton that went wild on the internet, particularly among conservative media, after she had that stumble getting into the car after the 9/11 ceremony and it turned out she had pneumonia.
Right. It was a legitimate news story, raised new concerns about Hillary Clinton's health. But then some bloggers took this legitimate news story and started spinning it out of control. For example, they put out a statement that we checked that said Hillary Clinton had an undercover nurse, that's a word they used, with her at the September 11th memorial ceremony where she was seen stumbling getting into a car. Well, it turns out this is untrue. They were confusing this image, either intentionally or unintentionally, with her personal physician, Dr. Lisa Bardak. But the problem is that the woman they identified as Lisa Bardak in the story is actually Christine Falvo. She's just a staffer. She's not a nurse, not an undercover nurse, so there's no conspiracy here. We rated this one pants on fire. Again, they took a very legitimate photo and a very legitimate issue, and they
Somebody
spun it out of control.
Somebody standing with Secretary Clinton and turned it into something that it wasn't.
Right, and they tried to say this woman is so sick that she has to have an undercover nurse travel with her. That's not true.
And finally, we're checking out a claim in the Georgia Senate race, this one on the website of Democratic nominee Jim Barksdale. He's talking about Republican incumbent U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson.
Barksdale said this, in Georgia, women earn 82 cents for every dollar earned by men. Now, that's a very popular issue in some political circles, the so-called gender pay gap.
And we've talked about some of the claims about this before on this broadcast.
It's brought up repeatedly, and depending how a politician says those words, he can come out getting a mostly true or a mostly false. Barksdale falls kind of in the middle of this. Now, Barack Obama has brought this up several times in the past. He said things like women earned 77 cents on the dollar for doing the same work as a man. We rule that one mostly false, but he's turned around and phrased it another way where he says women still make only 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. Now, we rated that mostly true. Now, that might seem like a small nuanced difference, but it's actually very big. Most of these statements are based on U.S. Census data that was never intended to look at equal pay for equal work. And what that data generally has found, if you add up all of men's wages and all of women's wages, part-time, full-time, everything, it turns out that women only make about 77 cents for every dollar men make. But again, that's not trying to compare.
But that's comparing total wages.
Total wages.
Of all male and female
right.
workers.
That's okay. correct. Now, the numbers Barksdale used here are talking specifically about Georgia and specifically about full-time workers. But again, it's adding all the work done by men, all the wages, all the work done by women, all the wages, and it's coming up with this gap. Now, that gap narrows if you talk about people of the same age doing the same work with the same job title and the same educational background the same time at a company.
So if you're talking about the ratio between an individual male worker and an individual female worker doing the same job, it doesn't quite come out that way, right?
That's correct. And there are laws on the books that prevent that actually from happening.
But there is a bit of a gap still, isn't there?
There is a bit of a gap, and you can attribute everything from gender discrimination to the fact that men and women are often – they often go or are pushed into different – careers that pay different amounts of money, the fact that a lot of women take off and engage in the very hard but unpaid work of rearing children for a while in their careers, and that affects this.
So Barksdale is using numbers that talk about the aggregate workforce, and he's using it to compare individual workers similarly situated. And there's still a gap, but not as big a one as he's talking about.
That's right. And one fascinating thing, PolitiFact Georgia ran into this, if you look at single childless women who are highly educated and live in urban areas, they actually make more than their male counterparts. So this is a very complex topic here, and you can't simplify it with political slogans. That's what politicians do.
So he gets a half-true.
Half-true. He's accurate on his number there, but the implication is a little bit off. So we nicked him a little bit for that. Otherwise, he would have gotten a mostly true on it. It's missing some context, Dennis.
Jim Tharp is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, which you can catch in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and on myajc.com. Jim, tonight's debate will probably give us many more statements to check out, so we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Dennis.